When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, Damien from Marketing Food Online. So you want to get into the food truck business? Well, I've got 13 questions you need to ask yourself before you take that leap. And we're going to get right into it now on Marketing Food Online. All right, guys. So you want to get in the food truck business. It can be quite lucrative, to be quite honest with you. The investment up front, to be honest, is actually pretty steep in most cases. It's not something you're going to do for just a few thousand dollars. But in the long run, your cost to operate a food truck in regards to how much you could potentially make in a very busy metropolitan area can be very substantial. So I want to go over 13 questions. I'm going to bring these to your attention. This is a good way to actually create your menu. If you're looking to plan out your menu, these are going to be some great things to think about, and they're going to help you take that first step in realizing if it's going to be something that you can actually do on a menu that you create. But you've got to go through these questions one step at a time. Sit down with a paper and a pen and literally brainstorm yourself, brainstorm some ideas, and figure out what makes sense. So let's get started. The first thing you want, and these are not in any particular order. These are just going to be 13 ideas that I want to bring to your attention when it comes to planning your menu, which is really one of the biggest factors in determining the success of a food truck is going to be what are you going to make? So number one, what foods are not being sold by either carts, kiosks, mobile caterers, or food trucks within your area? It is a great way to look at it right off the bat is figuring out what is not being sold, or is there a potentially a demographic for a certain type of food product in your area that's kind of unnoticed, that's not being produced, or it's not being available to the local customer base when it comes to operating your food truck. So basically, it's going to be a little bit of kind of like a little bit of research. You want to go out and you want to find out where are your food trucks congregating? Where are they going? And then see what kind of a food. Take a pad with you, literally a notepad and some pens. Go out and find out what are they making. And then figure out what you can make that they're not doing. And then basically that is a good stepping stone to figure out what could potentially sell really well if it's not being sold. Also, you want to figure out what times of the day will you be open for the business. When you operate a food truck, it can be literally from breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and even late night. Sometimes even in a lot of metropolitan areas, of urban settings, staying open very late in certain areas is a fantastic idea because you've got a lot of people out late in the evenings. Or it could potentially be just nothing more than lunch. You could just do a lunch menu that is not even associated with breakfast or dinner, and then you can minimize the amount of hours you're actually operating your food truck. So maximizing that specific segment of the day is a great way to kind of also plan out your menu. Something else you want to look at is going to be, are you going to specialize in one or two different types of foods, or maybe even a huge variety of products that you want to produce in your food truck? You can also do this based on seasonality. Throughout the year, there are particular types of foods that obviously would sell better. And being flexible, being available to kind of stretch your menu is a great way to ensure that you have year-round business and not just something that's seasonal or just a part-time and you continue to work another job or a couple of other jobs while you do the food truck. There is a way that you can actually create that menu based on seasonality. So the next thing I want to go into is, are you going to have a have a larger menu? You got to keep in mind that if you have a smaller menu, it may be easier to do a lot of dishes and turn over a lot of plates, serving the product up to the customer quick, fast, and easy, because the larger the menu, the more ingredients you're going to need on hand to create those dishes. So if you can minimize the actual amount of offerings that you're going to have on your menu, different types of platters, plates of products, it's going to be potentially easier for you to turn over a lot more dishes. So just keep in mind that the larger you create the menu, the more ingredients you're really potentially going to need to have on hand. And if a lot of the ingredients were fresh, you got to also keep that in mind, that they could potentially spoil a lot faster than products that may have preservatives or may have some type of elongated shelf life. So the fresher the product is a great thing, but there's always kind of a double-edged sword to that, because as long as you can turn over the product quick, having fresh ingredients will always outweigh having products that have a longer shelf life. So next up, what do you know about how to cook? This is something that's really, really extremely important. I say this because when I owned my Italian bakery, my wife and I operated an Italian bakery. We had started from scratch, just literally the two of us. We dumped a lot of our personal money into it. We had it up and running. It was doing very well. And we actually had a couple, and the reason why, there's a story behind this. There's a couple that came into our shop. They were retired, and they had recently opened an ice cream shop in the city that we were in. They were kind of an older, I don't want to say older couple, but they looked to be quite, they were retired, basically. And they wanted to do this as something to supplement their income. Well, they opened the ice cream shop, and they came into our bakery because they were actually looking for some toppings for their ice creams. So at the time, we had a certain product that we were making they were interested in. So what I'm bringing the story up for is that they were looking to have a type of business. They wanted to go into be entrepreneurs in their retirement, which is fine. But it seemed like it was a product. It was something that they, I don't know if they just didn't do enough research in the area, the demographics to check to see if this city that we were in is something that would be conducive for what they had. It was actually not ice cream. It was a yogurt shop. But I don't think they did that. The reason why I say it is 3 months later, they were completely closed down. I don't know the actual reasons behind that, but they just, every time we would go by it, we would drive by it, we would see that there was not a lot of customers there. So back to what I was saying before is, you got to ask yourself, do you know how to cook? Are you interested in cooking? Or are you just looking to open up a food truck? And of course, you need to have a passion for cooking, and you also need to have the ability to cook as well. This couple may have wanted to be entrepreneurs, but I don't know if a yogurt shop in our specific city was something that made sense for them to get into. So make sure that it's something that you truly are passionate about. You're going to be up early in the mornings, and you're going to be up late at nights to do it, and you're not going to be looking at the clock. It's something that, you know, you are passionate about making no matter what time of the day it is. You love cooking, and you have a passion for it, and you have the ability to do it. So really important. No matter what the menu item is, of course, cooking of any kind is going to be needed in the preparation of those foods. So the next question that leads me into this one is actually, what foods do you enjoy cooking? Okay. If you have the ability to cook, that is one thing. You know, if you cook daily throughout the week and such for your family, that's one thing. But if you actually enjoy it, are you having fun doing it? And then potentially could be doing it for 10 to 12 or 11 hours a day, to serve customers, is that something that you're really passionate about? And that is the ultimate question, no matter actually what type of food business that you're in, if it's a food truck or if it's a kiosk, if it happens to be a food cart or anything of that sort, you've got to definitely enjoy doing it, because there's a lot of prep work on the other side of that. So The other thing you want, okay, so the next thing you want to ask yourself is, this is really specific to the type of region or even city that you're in, is what foods are popular in the cities that you're in. And to believe it or not, of course, the demographic, the makeup, the composition of the people in certain areas, certain foods will sell better, to be honest with you, and that's just how it is. If you're making a certain product and you've created a great menu, but the people in the area who will be eating it or potentially coming to your food truck, they may not even have any inkling or idea that you are producing that type of food product, and it's not something that they're actually interested in. When it comes to creating your menu, try to understand the town or the city or the region that you're in, and make sure you do a little bit extra demographics, a little extra studies, research on who's there. What is like the predominant type of food,
and then go from there. For him to find those in China, like,
so the other thing is, what ingredients are easy to get from wholesalers and markets and farms in your area? This is a great question to definitely ask yourself, because if you can supply, if you can source from local suppliers, if you have a lot of farms around you and you deal with a lot of, let's say potentially you do a food truck based on salads, and you have a huge variety of salads. They're freshly made, it's a healthy product, it's easy to make. You can make them very fast, you can get them in the customer's hands. It's also a pretty simple product for the customer to consume. And it's kind of inexpensive if you can source it locally.
That looks like the Netflix.
What you want to do is you want to make sure that you can get those supplies and you can get those ingredients from local farms and wholesalers, as well as make sure that you have more than one supplier, because you could potentially run out of ingredients that you purchase from one specific supplier, which could cause a huge problem if you run a shortage for a certain ingredient. So that is also something else you want to think about, is make sure that you have more than one supplier for any given food ingredient that you may need. Okay, so next up, we want to get into what foods are easy to transport from an off-site commercial kitchen. So if you're doing some prep work, or you're doing a lot of prep work in a commercial kitchen and then bringing that product onto your food truck and then serving those to customers, you want to make sure that it is something that's not cumbersome. It's not difficult. It's not hard to transport from those commercial kitchens to your food truck, and then from the food truck preparing it for the customer at the end, the end user.
Are you
there,
dumb
the customer.
That?
Make sure that it's not something that's really involved.
Give it a rest.
It can be done in bulk. It's easy to
give it a rest, honey.
Basically spoon out or serve out onto a platter or some type of given wrap that you've got. When you're preparing the food directly on the food truck, make sure that it's something that's super easy, because the time factor is of a big importance. If you're spending half of your day loading your food truck and you're getting to your site and then serving it, you have a lot of hours there where you're not making money. So next up, what can you prepare or heat up without much difficulty? So this is kind of a play on the last one. Is in regards to what is easy to prep, what is easy to finalize on the food truck and give to the patron, give it to your customers. What can be made with just very few last-minute preparations that, again, the bulk of that work will be done in a commercial kitchen and then transported to the truck and then just finalize it and get it to the customer's hands. If you're doing a tremendous amount of prep work for every single order that you're giving your customers, and there's a long wait for the customer, I can guarantee you that the customer will not be back. And plus, the fact of the matter is that you're tying up so much of your time just preparing the product, you are losing out on additional sales, because if the faster you can produce that final product and get it in their hands, then you're going to turn over many, many more plates and a lot more money. Now, next up, something that's really interesting is what food or foods are ideally suited for your culinary expertise, okay? Now, there's a lot of people who are really creative with food, and they've gone through a lot of training to get to that point, or they have a lot of experience. But maybe you have a little bit of experience cooking or preparing food. You want to figure out what is something that is easily suited for what you kind of already know how to do, as opposed to stepping out of your comfort zone. When you first open a food truck, you're trying so many new things or trying something different that it wouldn't be beneficial for you. It's not going to be a good thing to then begin to experiment at that point when you basically put together this menu and you're not very accustomed to it. So definitely keep that in mind. So next up, we have a couple more and we are done. So this one is going to be, you got to think about not only the product tasting well, of course, how fresh it is and all of that aspects when it comes to the menu development, but Your customers have to be able to carry it around easily. A lot of times food trucks are located in parks. There may be some events going on, so they're going to be walking. It's a very transient type of food service in a sense that it's got to be portable and easy for your customer to consume. And when it gets too involved and you've got a lot of cutlery and forks and knives and it becomes this whole meal thing, they got to make sure they sit down. That's fine. I mean, if you want to get into that, there is a group of people who enjoy that. But for the most part, it's something that's a grab and go in a sense. You want it something to be portable, easy to hold, doesn't make a huge mess. So wrapping it in the container that you choose to put your food in is going to be a big factor in the success of your food truck. Okay, so lastly, you want to make sure that the product you're producing is going to turn a profit. Okay, of course, that is like a no-brainer. But it's easier said than done, especially when you begin to create your menu and you're sourcing different ingredients from a lot of different places. You have to be aware of what is your overall costs. How much are you, if you have two, the average food truck, by the way, has 2 to 3 people working in it at any given time. You have, of course, payroll that's involved with that. That's just a no-brainer too. So you got to break up, how long does it take for you to produce it? Can you get out a lot of the product fast? Can you get your ingredients at a really, really good price, but not sacrifice the quality of the ingredients just to be cheap? You don't want to be cheap, but there's nothing wrong with finding a good deal for the ingredients that you need. That's different, okay? Finding cheap products, you can do that anywhere. But finding good quality products at a really good price, that's a totally different type of concept.
Huh?
So being able to be cost effective, you want to make sure that everything you do is about a profit. At the end of the day, you're not running a charity.
I can't hear you.
You know, you're running a business that has to be profitable. Otherwise, you won't be in business. So you got to make sure you price it right.
This is finally, it's wrapping up.
Serve it right, and then you will make the profits. So,
Mark, are you done?
That's going to be 13 questions, 13 ideas, 13 things that you need to really think about when you want to get into the food truck business. And I think these will be great practical tips to have you sit down, listen to this podcast. You may have to listen to it more than once, and that's perfectly fine. But listen to the questions and then ask yourself these questions and really give it kind of a heart-to-heart with yourself to figure out if the food truck business is what you want to get into, if it's really something you're passionate about, and then you move forward. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap up this podcast. I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen on my podcast. And I always appreciate the support from every single one of you guys. Thank you for the feedback, and thank you for the constant questions. I love interacting with you guys.
And I don't want to hear anymore about
of course, every new podcast and every new video, having the opportunity to reach out to people and help them with their dream of creating a food business. That is the whole reason why I do what I do. So I will see you guys on the next video. Do take care.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.